welcome back to the Build Your First Microsoft BI Solution with SQL Server 2008 R2 training course. In this presentation, Peter Myers is going to introduce you to the data mining functionality in analysis services.
One of my favorite topics, yes, as well. I mean, I love analysis services, I love cubes. The potential of data mining always excites me. I think there's great potential for developers to exploit the capabilities of data mining to produce a new class of application, what I would term intelligent applications. So let's begin with some fundamentals here by introducing what data mining is. It's often there to address a problem that we have too much data but not enough information about it. And sure, we've explored in this training course that we could build cubes and slice and dice, but that still may not be enough to reveal hidden patterns and complex relationships within our data, which is very much the territory of data mining. It enables data exploration, pattern discovery, and pattern prediction, which in turn leads to knowledge discovery. It uses a combination of different, typically mathematical approaches, statistics, probability analysis, and database technologies. There are some 9 algorithms that we'll explore very briefly, and it forms very much a key part of a BI solution in that it's considered to be the fastest growing area of BI from a revenue point of view, I think. Anyway, it enables predictive analysis. It doesn't necessarily have to. The discovery of patterns might be the end of the story for you, but if you're confident those patterns are accurate, we can typically use them in predictive scenarios to determine what might happen in the future. And so when we plot here the role of software that you develop versus the business insight that it can deliver, well, canned reports pretty much sits down here. It's somewhat passive, and it presents your data. And ad hoc reporting that we've explored with Excel, for example, and pivot tables brings us to the next level, more interactivity and the ability to explore the data. Beyond that, OLAP experiences, which actually the pivot table is, higher interactivity, higher exploration, but really up here in this quadrant, highly proactive, and discovering insights from your data is delivered through data mining, this predictive analysis. So where would we use data mining? Well, where do I begin? Because it's actually used in many, many areas. It's often quite invisible to you, though. So it could be used to identify responsive customers or those that are not responsive. Let's take our customer demographics and sales history for customers and let's understand, you know, is there a pattern in there that customers of a certain age or of a certain salary income or occupation level, do they have different behaviors and therefore can we treat them differently from a marketing and promotion point of view? Detecting fraud or invalid data. A lot of investments made in data mining around this, fraud detection. From ETL points of view, fraud could be dirty data. We could use data mining to actually inspect data and provide insight as to whether the quality is good or bad. Targeting promotions I've mentioned, time series analysis for forecasting, if we can take a historical series of data and there's a pattern in there, well, data mining can detect that and then suggest what the future series could be. And a classic example of data mining is your cross-selling. So, you know, the Amazon experience, that when you're browsing for a book, those that have either purchased the book and other books, there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes, but there are patterns there about what people buy together. And so it's very useful in enriching an e-commerce application by suggesting things that are useful at checkout time. So let's introduce Analysis Services 2008 R2 Data Mining. It's there to hide the complexity of what is an advanced technology and includes a full suite of 9 algorithms that can automatically extract patterns from data. Can work with large sets of data and complex data, and your data can be sourced from relational or OLAP sources, although typically it's from relational. From a developer point of view, what should interest you is that there are standard programming interfaces that make it very easy to embed data mining functionality and results into your applications. And in this way, it delivers a complete framework for building and deploying an intelligent class of applications. So now is the opportunity to start talking about what these algorithms are. And very briefly, I want to talk about naive Bayesian and decision trees. They're both popular techniques for classification. The reason they're popular is that they're very easy to configure, they're fast to train, and they're very easy through visualizations to understand what the patterns have to tell you. Linear regression I include, it's probably the simplest. You may well have studied this in high school mathematics. What's the correlation between two variables? You usually don't use it directly. Other algorithms will use it internally. For example, decision trees in regression models will use it on the nodes of the tree to determine formula to compute, for example, the likely profit that a customer will deliver. Neural network and logistic regression, both classification and regression, much more sophisticated scenarios. You might likely get better accuracy from your model, but what you're sacrificing is the ability to explain how it came to its conclusion. Whereas naive Bayesian decision trees will actually support this through something that's understandable. Clustering allows you to segment and produce clusters around highly dimensional data. And the remaining three, sequence clustering, will create discrete events of clustering. Good example of this is web application usage. Mm-hmm. If you interrogate the web logs, you can produce models that tell you where people are navigating, from which pages to where. Mm-hmm. And if they're on this page, where are they likely to go next according to the history that we already have? Time series is great for forecasting, and the association rules is for market basket analysis for cross-selling scenarios. So that might be confusing. There's 9 algorithms. Where do I begin? And so we break them into these groups. If it's for classification, then what we're wanting to do is determine some output, then these 5 algorithms will work for you. For estimation, it's a regression activity. We want to estimate some continuous value. So these 5 will work for you. Well, for clustering, you don't really have much of a choice. If you need to segment data, this is the choice. Forecasting, same thing. And for association, typically association rules, but decision trees in a limited way can provide also association analysis. So how does it work? The data mining process requires you at design time to define a data mining model. That involves the selection of an algorithm, determining what your inputs are and what you're expecting to predict. Pretty much then we take our training data, carefully prepared data that represents what's happened, we pass it in and the data mining engine expects it, looking for patterns, and the result of this is that the patterns that it identifies are stored in the mining model. So essentially, in the relational database, we have tables that store rows. In analysis services, we have data mining models that store patterns. And so the next phase is that we can query those patterns to understand what they have to say, and then we can take it to the next level by passing data in and having the engine predict and produce a result of data that attaches things like probabilities. What's the probability that this customer will buy from us? What's the probability that this record is valid? And that's pretty much the process that you work through. It's important to have a clear understanding with data mining about the problem you're solving. And so that's the first thing. Define the problem, typically one model per problem. Whereas with cubes and relational systems, they're multi-purpose. Mm-hmm. We query them in multiple ways. Generally speaking, a mining model is specific to a single problem. For developers, even if you don't think that data mining is relevant today, we'd suggest to you capturing rich information that in the future could be of use to data mining. For example, in an e-commerce application, you could define in your profile, not just an email address and so on. We could include rich demographics that, if carefully maintained, could provide a great deal of value. For example, later on, you might use data mining to assist with targeted campaigns in your web application. So if you have this information behind you, then you can start to mine it. Data preparation, very, very important. The garbage in, garbage out principle applies here. Mm. Garbage into your mining process is going to result in garbage patterns and potentially awful predictions. So there's a great deal of time spent cleaning the data, getting it into the right shape. We won't spend a lot of time talking about that now, but a lot of the data mining experience is spent getting the data right in preparation for the training. And then once the model has been processed, how do we know that it's accurate? How do we know that it's reliable? And how do we know it's useful? And there are actually techniques that we can use, for example, withholding a set of our prepared data, training off 70% of the data, and then using the reserve 30% to test the accuracy. Lets the model predict and compare to what actually happened. And the ratio that it does that correctly is a very clear indicator of its usefulness. Reliability, does it work all the time? Maybe it works off this data set, but as our data evolves, maybe it doesn't work. And there are techniques like cross-validation that Enterprise Edition support here. And usefulness isn't something we can test through methodologies. It's basically a human judgment. Like, mm-hmm. does it actually tell me something useful? Like, it's one thing to appreciate that customers that are under 21 years old don't purchase alcohol. The data would probably tell you that, but mm-hmm. it's like, is that useful? It's just telling us something that's very obvious and common.
It's useful if you're from Mars.
Well, potentially. Well, I've got to say I'm Australian. We can drink at 18. There, that's another story. All right. So the challenge you then have is we've got this model. We've determined it's accurate and reliable. How do we convey the meaning of those patterns to our end users? And you've got to contrast this with OLTP and OLAP queries, because typically we have a question in mind, mm-hmm. and therefore we pose the right query and we get the result back. Mm-hmm. Well, with data mining, it might well discover things you're unaware of. And so an effective way to convey the understanding and the the learnings of the model is through visualization. And the great news here is that SQL Server delivers 12 algorithm-specific visualizations that you can plug directly into your own applications, Windows applications. And in addition to this, developers can construct and plug in their own custom data visualizations also. All right, so that brings us to the end of the introduction. Much more to come. Not much more to come. I wish there were. It's my favorite topic. We do have one more presentation that will talk about the programmatic side. I would encourage you to check out the demos on Labs to really get a great idea on what you can achieve with this data mining to produce this entirely different class of application that I have to repeat, I call them intelligent applications.
So for once again, we've taken a very high-end functionality. We've kind of commoditized that, put it in the box with SQL Server. Not only have we done that, but we've put a nice developer surface over top of it that
right.
Peter's going to drill into in his next presentation.
The entire framework. So I'm going to encourage you, explore. The SQL Server datamining.com website here is full of samples, tutorials, webcasts. And if you're new to data mining, as I expect most people still are, this publication by Jamie McLennan, Data Mining with SQL Server, takes it from the beginning. No expectation you know what data mining is, and includes some great examples that you can replicate in your own applications with the resources that are provided with that book.
Great. Thanks a lot, Peter. We'll see you in the next presentation.